This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Voting for the 70-member Delhi Assembly ended peacefully today. Nearly 58% voter turnout was recorded till 5 p.m. The highest poll percentage of around 64% was recorded in Northeast Delhi district, while Southeast district recorded the lowest voter percentage of around 54%. The counting of votes will take place on Saturday. Meanwhile, voting for assembly by-polls held in Erode East in Tamil Nadu and Milkipur in Uttar Pradesh also concluded peacefully. Till 5 p.m, over 64.02% voter turnout was recorded in Erode East and around 65.25% in Milkipur. In Milkipur, 10 candidates including BJP's Chandrabhanu Paswan, SP's Ajit Prasad and Azad Samaj Party's Santosh Kumar were in the fray. The seat was vacated by SP leader Avdhesh Prasad following his victory in the 2024 Lok Sabha elections from Faizabad. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today took the holy dip at Triveni Sangam during the Mahakumbh currently underway in Prayagraj. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "The snan at the Sangam is a moment of divine connection." He said, like crores of others who have taken part in it, he was also filled with the spirit of devotion. Mr. Modi hoped that Ma Ganga will bless the countrymen with peace, wisdom, good health and harmony. Union Minister Kiran Rijiju also took a holy dip in Prayagraj Mahakumbh this morning. More than 39 crore devotees have taken the holy dip in the Triveni Sangam so far. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav met OpenAI CEO Sam Altman in New Delhi today. Mr. Vaishnav said Prime Minister Narendra Modi guided them to democratize technology and Mr. Altman appreciated the Prime Minister's vision. The minister said he had a super cool discussion with the OpenAI CEO on strategy of creating the entire AI stack, that is GPUs, model and apps, adding that OpenAI was willing to collaborate on all three.
Our young entrepreneurs, our startups, our researchers, they are really, really focused on getting that next level of innovation, which will reduce the cost. We have been using multiple AI applications within large, so many different departments, so many wings of the government. And I think that can really help us solve these population scale problems.
Sam Altman said India is an incredibly important market for AI. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar today met UN General Assembly President Philemon Yang in New Delhi. In a social media post, Dr. Jayashankar said they discussed various issues on the UN agenda, including the need for a reformed multilateralism. He said they also exchanged views on regional, global and developmental issues. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar had a telephonic conversation with Egypt's Foreign Minister Dr. Badr Abdullah today. They discussed recent developments in the region and India-Egypt bilateral ties. Foreign Affairs Minister of Greece George Gerapetridis arrived in Delhi today on a four-day visit to India. During the visit, Mr. Gerapetridis will hold a meeting with External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar. His visit will further strengthen India-Greece ties and enhance growing strategic partnership between the two countries. President Donald Trump signed an executive order withdrawing the U.S. from the UNHRC or United Nations Human Rights Council, prohibiting any future funding for the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees. President Trump also directed the U.S. to review its participation in the U.N.'s Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, or UNESCO, the body that uses culture and history as a bridge-building mechanism between nations. The executive order said that the U.S. helped found the U.N. after the Second World War to prevent future global conflicts and promote international peace and security. Union Minister for Communications and Development of Northeastern Region, Jyotiraditya Scindia, has said that the northeastern states have become a priority for the government as, for the first time in 65 years, infrastructure facilities such as rail, road and air services have been modernized and increased over the past 10 years. And in the Singapore Smash World Cup, India's Manu Shah and Manav Thakkar have successfully advanced to the men's doubles quarterfinals after a dominant 3-0 victory over Wang Chung-Thing and Yi Kuan-Tou of Hong Kong in the pre-quarterfinals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.